Welcome to the author commentary for Star Wars, From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back. Here we go behind the scenes with contributors to discuss the creative process behind their stories. Word of caution before we begin, these conversations may contain some story spoilers. I'm Tom Holler, one of the Delray editors who worked on this project. Right now, I'm talking to Rebecca Kwong, author of a story called Against All Odds. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I think it's so funny that we're talking about spoilers for a movie that's been out for decades.
Yeah, it's as much spoilers for our story as it is for the movie, but you're right. It is a bit odd.
I mean, there's no ambiguity what's going to happen to Dak.
It's true, which is actually kind of where I wanted to start with Dak, the character that you chose. So tell me, like, what drew you to wanting to write about Dak, you know, choosing that character who is one of the most well-known, short-lived on-screen Star Wars characters?
So I think I was always really attached to a character who has very little screen time and only one in the movies ever since I saw Empire when I was really little. And I don't know if it's because, like, the at stomping on him is so gruesome or because when I was little, I thought he was kind of cute. But my rationale for that now is he's just like such an idealist, like that idealistic martyr type is very fascinating to me, especially when he has that really heartwarming line where he says, right now, I feel like I could take on the whole empire by myself. Like, there are two ways to interpret that, right? Like, either like this guy's a chump and he dies a couple minutes later, or like Dak knows more about hope and resistance and, you know, the impossibility of the odds than the rest of us do. And I chose to go with that latter interpretation.
And I'm so glad you did, because it forms this like really wonderful through line throughout the entire story, in particular, because as we find out in your story, Dak himself actually has a kind of really shocking history. There's a moment in the story that, like, the first time I read it and you learn this kind of fact about, you know, Dak and where he comes from and sort of maybe why Dak is a really good gunner. It's like it forced me to stop reading for a second and be like, ooh, gotta take this in. But yet, despite all of that, we sort of see him in both the film, the line you mentioned, and in your story, he is this just like self-contained ball of wonder and joy. So how do you think that Dak is able to sort of overcome that darkness that he's experienced and not lose himself to it, which is something that could easily happen to a character like him, even if it was just to the point of like him becoming kind of a cynical character? But as you said, he's not like that at all. He's the antithesis of that.
Yeah. And I think part of that is the fact that he's young. But yeah, I wasn't aware that Dak had a backstory until I started doing some Googling, like going on Wikipedia, and I found out that he had been born and raised on this penal colony, K-List 4. But I didn't know many more details past that, and I was given some creative license to do what I wanted with his backstory. So my explanation for why he's a really good gunner is because they have some of the prisoners shoot and execute other prisoners, and Dak happens to be really good at this, which is just soul-destroying, right? So like two things can happen to you if you grow up in that crushing, depressing environment. And the first is that you give up and the empire wins and there's no chance of hope or resistance left in you. And the second is that you find some irrational shred of hope to cling on to. And that defines Dak. And so I didn't write how he escaped because the story would have gotten too long, but the fact that he got off K-List 4, the fact that he's with the rebellion, the fact that like this group of people fighting back exists is a source of constant wonder and amazement to him. So the fact that he's been through all of that and the fact that he survived and he's here with all these heroes and they just blew up a Death Star, like that's a source of constant like astonishment. So nothing really fazes him because like to him, he's already living on the edge of the impossible. So why not keep, you know, riding his wave of good luck?
You talked about, you know, he's here amongst all these heroes. And of course, you know, he gets to partner up with the hero of heroes, Luke Skywalker. And we get some really wonderful in your story, some like a little bit of, you know, extra hero worship from Dak. But what I really loved about the way you constructed it is Dak's hero worship isn't really just centered on like Luke is like the most skilled pilot or he's got this like these magical powers. his hero worship and admiration of him is because like Luke is a nice person and Luke is a good person. So what was it like getting to write a little bit about Luke Skywalker, like through Dak's POV and constructing the vision of Luke that Dak individually has as his gunner, his wingmate?
Yeah, I always wondered what it must have been like to be in the rebellion, and then suddenly out of nowhere this farm boy Jedi shows up and he blows up the Death Star, and that must be so freaking cool, right? And to Dak, like getting to work in close proximity with Luke all the time must just like be the coolest thing ever, like the best arrangement he could possibly hope for. But I wanted to show like a very close relationship between them, because I think it's implied at the start of Empire that there's a lot of camaraderie there. Like they trust each other a lot. They kind of talk in shorthand. They've clearly been flying together for a while. And I think like it would be hard not to have like gone on training runs together to trust each other with your life and not become really close friends. So writing like Dax kind of really a crush on Luke was something that I got to add in, and I'm glad stayed.
It's great. And I mean, it obviously, you know, we all know where this story is going. We all know what's going to happen to our buddy Dak. So building up this camaraderie between him and you, Luke, just makes, you know, where the end of the story is going all the more tragic. And I wanted to know, you know, you alluded it at the start of our conversation about, you know, he's obviously short-lived, and that's one of the things that makes him so memorable. He's only on screen for a few minutes. Was it more or less of a challenge writing a short story for a character who you knew where they ended up and you knew that you are going to get there pretty quickly? Did that actually make things either easier or harder? And did you have to take any special approach to like building the story out from that moment or working towards it? I'm really curious how you approached that.
From a craft perspective, I think for me, it made things really easy, because there are always two sides of writing a story, right? Like there's the exterior plot, the events, the beat by beat sequencing, and then there's the interiority of the character, their emotions, their relationship with other characters, their inner monologues, etc. And as the writer, you have to come up with both. And as a short story writer, I think that's particularly difficult to come up with like a self-contained plot in like 2,500 words and add in all that emotion. But because the reader is already so familiar with the sequence of events, because like most people know exactly what happens on the Battle of Hoth, it was nice that those beats were laid out for me and I didn't have to do too much explanatory work. So I could invest like all of my word count in backstory, in relationships, in the significance of certain lines of dialogue, and in Dak's like attitude towards the whole impossible but ultimately successful project of rebellion. So yeah, like having those beats like laid out for me means I really only had to do half the work and got to spend the entire word count on my particular interpretation of our doomed hero.
It's really well constructed. You've brought up the word hope a few times, because obviously it's intrinsically connected to Dak and his journey. And outside of the word force, I think hope might be the word that is like most associated with Star Wars and probably appears in most Star Wars dialogue after the word the force. So I'm curious, how do you and the story gets to this? Like, how does Dak view hope? And like, how is his view of hope kind of special or specific to him versus, you know, again, the word hope appears almost every Star Wars character probably has a famous line using the word hope. So what is unique about Dak's view of hope, and particularly how he views it kind of in his final moments when he's finding a way to be at peace with what he originally thinks is like a failure upon himself?
Yeah. So I think I am really invested in Dak's idea of hope, because of all the characters, it seems the most rational. Like this guy, especially with his backstory, has absolutely no reason to hope in anything. He has grown up in an environment where like free thought, free action, free speech must have been stamped out, right? Like he has no reason to believe that anyone could successfully escape the Empire, beat the Empire, like deceive the Empire, etc. But he did, and he got out and he joined the rebellion. He's met all these people who like irrationally, impossibly have done what should not have been done. So I think of like Soren Kierkegaard's like concept of taking a leap of faith when you have no rational reason to believe in anything and choosing to do so anyways, because even though that's kind of absurd, it's a way out. I think that encapsulates Dak's attitude towards everything that he does. And it's only at the end of the story when he's dying, does he does he realize the final piece of that philosophy, which is that your own survival perhaps is not necessary to the entirety of the movement. All that matters is that part of the movement survives whatever blows it takes. And it doesn't include him, but it's moving forward without him. And that's a reason to hope still, regardless, against all odds. So yeah, it's tragic, but I think ultimately gives, it's, especially like writing it during these times, gave me something to cling to.
Yeah, it is at times a tragic story, but as you noted at the start, the story and Deck don't actually ever really give in to the despair that surrounds it. And that gives it a kind of light and warmth, even though, you know, you're reading a story that, you know, the this wonderful, great, warm character at the end is not going to see past the final pages. It's an astounding story. It's great. And Deck may be one of the more short-lived Star Wars characters, but you certainly did justice to him in just a few short pages. So I want to thank you so much for coming today and talking to us about Deck and talking to us about your story. I really appreciate you taking some time.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. It was a dream to write him.
It was great. And welcome to the Star Wars author family. Since this is your first Star Wars story, it's wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. You can read Against All Odds and all the other stories and From a Certain Point of View, The Empire Strikes Back, which is available right now from all your favorite booksellers in print, ebook, and audio download. Thank you so much, and may the Force be with you.